ladies, welcome to the show, The Danger Zone. I'm really excited to have you on. So we have Beautifly and we have Passion. Who's Beautifly?
Beautifly is the... I'm Beautifly.
You're Beautifly, okay. And Passion?
The non-black one. Whatever.
Okay, so Passion is not black.
Yeah, he is.
The Puerto Rican one.
What are you, Passion? Where are you from?
You're from East California.
East California. And are you... What's your origins? Are you... a special ethnic or something? Are you Hispanic?
Well, yeah, but like, okay, my dad's Puerto Rican, but my mom is like Asian, Native American, and black.
Wow.
But I'm kind of like 50% Puerto Rican, like, in a mutt. 50% black, and the rest is just out there. Oh, shit. I'm really white.
Yeah. Well, that's a mix right there. Let me... So, Beautifly, what are you? You're black, right?
Black. I'm just black, and I'm happy about it.
Any special blackness? Any, like, blackness from the Caribbean or from Africa or from Europe or anything like that?
Black.
Let me ask you this, guys. I know that you guys have a podcast, which is very funny. I've been listening to it for the past few weeks, and it's really interesting to hear some of your approaches to things. One thing that's very special about your podcast is that, do you guys... you know, get high before you do your podcast, or during, or after, or
the above, baby.
So you get high first. I mean, what do you guys smoke? Do you smoke like joints, a pipe, a bong?
We'll do joints, but we don't like them. We can't roll them. When our friends come and they want to smoke like joints or blunts, we smoke. But we do pipes. We went to the smoke shop and spent like so much money. I bought like four pipes, like three pipes the other day.
You got those glass pipes?
Yo.
Those are good. Those are good. I had one in college, and I had it after a while. The mouth was broken. I was still smoking out of it. It's a good pipe. You don't want to let a good pipe down. You know what I mean? Now, do you guys work?
Technically, no.
You're not independently wealthy, are you?
Wish we were independently wealthy.
Are you guys in school or anything?
We are students, yeah. And I'm a licensed cosmetologist, but who the fuck wants to do actual manual labor for a living anymore?
So you are a licensed cosmetologist, but what are you studying something else right now? Or this is now Passion is a licensed cosmetologist, right?
We're musicians. Yeah, that's how we get paid. We do gigs to get paid.
I heard that you had a gig the other day. Matter of fact, I heard your podcast about it, and it was a little crazy. And you went to the smoke shop right afterwards, right? At an NA meeting?
Yeah.
isn't that like Narcotics Anonymous?
Yeah.
Do you guys have to go to that? Are you supposed to go to that?
We had our gig there, and we were telling the guy that we wanted to be paid right after he got off stage performing because we didn't want to sit through the meeting, and he was joking with him. He was like, yeah, you guys might burn up in flames. And so we just had to get out there. We didn't stay for the meeting.
I was like, that's my reason.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Hey, you guys are not trying to get sober, are you? That'd be a problem for the podcast.
That would be a problem for the podcast.
Now, let me ask you guys this. How long you been smoking pot?
It'll be 2 years in October. Yeah, we're really newbies compared to, like, everybody else we know.
How'd you discover it?
The musicians.
Oh, yeah, that's the scene. It's in the same thing. It's big in entertainment. You know, there's a lot of weed smoking everywhere. You see it in the movies. See it on TV. And you guys know, obviously, it's illegal and everything. Like, well, how do you feel about that? Should it be illegal?
We live in California, and as long as you have a prescription, it's legal.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me you guys have prescriptions for that.
We'll never tell.
How long you been doing this podcast?
Since, like, March 9th. Well, about there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what made you get started?
Bored, basically.
You're bored. You were bored and high one day, and you said, hey, let's do a podcast.
Whatever. I mean, like, for the most part, I'm an internet junkie, and I find all kinds of crap to do and read on the internet. And so I say, okay, let's try this. I've actually had a podcast for since last year sometime, but I never used it. And then when I got up, I was like, oh, yeah, we can do that. And then we did. And so, you know.
Now
we're here.
Wow. Do you guys looked at maybe doing some video as well? Have you thought about that at all?
We do all the time. Our highest rated show is the video cast with no sound.
What? Why no sound? What happened?
I don't know. I think I had something on mute and it should not have been. I don't know. It was just a bad idea.
All right, I got to check that out. What? How old are you guys?
Beautifly, that's me. I'll be 30 on the 21st. So everybody should try and throw me a party or click on my wish list and send me some shit.
Good, that's right. Beautifly of thedoorwhores.podomatic.com is celebrating her 30th birthday soon. So go over there, donate a little money towards the cause, right? What are you going to do with that money? You going to buy some weed?
No, I'm going to go to Vegas.
That's a good way to spend it. So you gamble? You guys gamble at all?
Yeah. That's one of my most favorite pastimes.
Is it? You're not addicted, are you?
No, I know when to quit. I have a strategy. And Men in Black. But my strategy is actually a working strategy.
Yeah, it does work.
The strategy is you play with only $100. Say, for me, I like to play roulette. So I'll play maybe like $20 out of the $100 and I'll play my numbers and then whatever I win I push to the side and I keep playing from that same $20 and then the only thing I'm going to play with is the rest of the $80 from the original $100.
That's
and
smart.
When that's gone I'm done. The only, you know, so it's like there. If I don't win anything then I'm, you know, at most lose $100, but that's it.
All right, that's not a bad strategy, I'll be honest with you. You guys watch TV at all?
Oh, of course, we're TV junkies. Yes.
Okay, so you guys have been following The Sopranos?
Sopranos.
What? You guys are watching it, right? You watch it?
Oh, no, we watch Big Love, Weeds, Desperate Housewives, Charmed, Smallville, Alias, Supernatural, American Idol. We watch a lot of TV.
We have real life.
Let me ask you about American Idol. What did you think of Chris Daughtry? Shouldn't he have won? What's up with Taylor? I mean, can he really sing?
I wanted Taylor to win.
And you both wanted Taylor to win?
Okay, let me tell you my perspective of why I wanted him to win. As an adult, you want adult music. It's fun, but it's more, he's more on the adult side. Everybody else is in on like the kiddie popish side, so we're tired of that, you know. And he had a lot of personality.
My reason was different because I want to try out this year, and since the girl was from LA, you know, I want the odds in my favor. So I'm like, if Taylor wins, I'm gonna audition and I'll be the next American Idol. I will bet you, I audition, I'll be the next American Idol. That's why I didn't win. Catherine McPhee to win.
So you could sing, huh? Let me hear you sing a little bit.
Excuse me?
Yeah, let me hear you sing a little bit. Let me see what you got.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll sing the song I worked on with my voice teacher. I worked on a Whitney Houston song. I'll sing this one. A future moment is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you.
Whoa! Bravo! Bravo! Excellent! Listen, I'm gonna back you when you go up there.
I'm really high right now, so.
I think you should definitely. I mean, are they going coming by to LA to do auditions?
I have to go to Vegas or somewhere in the area.
I'm going to Vegas.
Well, if they do it in Vegas again, they did it in Vegas again twice. They did it in Vegas twice already.
Vegas is big. They might go back there.
Think so?
Yeah, I think they might go back there because, I mean, you know, Vegas is that kind of magical city. It's great for promotions. You got a lot of hotels there. It's good for business for American Idol, for Fox anyway. You know what's going on with Iraq and everything, and I think I was speaking to Beautifly earlier. What are your thoughts on Iraq? As you know, George Bush has been, you know, after the oil in the Middle East, and he's been sending all these boys over to fight for the oil. What do you think about that? Where are you as far as how, you know, us being engaged in the Iraq war?
Keep all cool political or religious decisions personal. So I'm gonna get people mad. So I'm looking.
Well, whatever. Anyway, people need to get mad.
That's right. This is the danger zone. We don't fuck around.
I'm too high to get into all this. This is not a good topic.
Right. Okay, whatever. So then, I don't think that. I don't know. I just think that what the hell are we over there for again? Because the American government likes to stick its dick everywhere. It's like, leave those people alone. They have their cultural beliefs and, you know, religious beliefs and values. And why do we have to try to change who they are? You know what I'm saying? Like,
is the war about money or do you think it's about democracy?
I think it's about money. Yeah, money. I'd have to agree, money. Yeah, I think it's about, you know, just America trying to be the shit, and really, we are shit. You know what I'm saying? We're not the shit. We're just shit. You know?
Front page of the newspaper. It was American Idol. Like, what the fuck is that?
I look at that all the time. I'm like, what the fuck is that? The shit you see on the news is, what is that? That's not important.
Yeah, it's a lot of bullshit. The news is a lot of bullshit these days.
Our government is like, we act like we want to just try to go and help everybody, but you can't help people the way that you feel they need to be helped. You have to help them the way they actually need to be helped. You know, so I don't know. I'm just like,
no, it's a good. You make a good point. I also think that George Bush Jr. is just continuing his big daddy's legacy from the 90s, and he's trying to kind of show his Papa that he can do it too, and I think he just messed up big time because the country is turning around and starting to talk about that. And another big issue that's out there is illegal immigration. What do you guys think about that? There's about 20 million illegal immigrants in the United States, and that's people, I guess, who came into the country illegally, not people who are, you know, here illegally and working. I'm just saying overall 20 million. What do you think about this illegal immigration problem? What should we do about it?
Just go home. It's like a mission. We can only take so many people. Go home.
How do we now? If we tell, let's say we get 5 million, 10 million of them, send them home. That's half the people. What about their jobs? Do you think businesses are going to suffer because of that, or is there some other solution that you think we could do?
I think
go
that people
get mowed. That's all.
Grass won't get mowed. I think that more actual Americans would get jobs and the unemployment rate would probably go down because we'd have more workers for our own people, more jobs for our own people. You know?
Things we want to do, American people, not certain things.
Well, then whose fault is that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a personal decision, you know?
Mexicans get the worst jobs.
Sometimes what they do is they have these jobs for these illegal immigrants, and if a black or white or American person, whatever, wants the job, they might say, I gotta have $15 an hour. That's like, you know, you gotta give me 15, that's what it pays. But then they can get an illegal for $5 an hour. Is that fair?
I mean, you know what? I'd be like, hey, I would do the exact same thing. If you think you're too good to work this job, then don't work it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not that they're taking jobs from us. I mean, I do believe that they should just go home if they don't belong here. And it's a tax thing. If you live here, pay taxes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Be documented. You know, if you think you're too good to do something, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? If that's your personal decision, don't blame anybody else for that. They're not taking jobs away from, you know, minorities, you know, like the blacks and the whites and the Mexicans. They're doing shit that we don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, they not taking those jobs. We think we too good to do stuff. So, well, then you just too good and your ass is homeless. So there.
Let me ask you guys this. You remember Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah.
Do you think that was, you know, as you probably heard, there was a delayed response from the government and the federal government and FEMA fuck-ups and all of that. Now, do you think this happened because there was sort of a racist spirit in making that happen? Was this a racially motivated problem, the response, the delayed response of the government? Or do you think that was just, you know, people are stupid, they should just left?
I don't know. That's hard to say. Where were they gonna go?
That was my point exactly. It's like, listen, yeah, I've been working 30 years to get this house. and then there's a hurricane, you want me to leave everything I got?
You know,
it's a little difficult to swallow.
Something happened to me before where I was completely just torn because I got into it with one of my landlords and she threw out a lot of my stuff and she threw out some of my journals. I'm an avid journal keeper. One day I plan on, you know, publishing them as memoirs. You know, I love my journals. And she threw them out and it devastated me. You know what? That was my life. And to continue writing from, you know, that point on. You know, if you have your life, you may not have, like, great health, but you have health and you have your life.
Right.
So material things just don't seem to matter as much. And they shouldn't. And to me, it's like God's way of saying, you know, they just don't matter. Everybody's too focused on material things.
That's the American way. You realize that?
I do.
That's a bad policy because, you know, we keep, as a country, looking for material gain, oil, properties, and things like that. Makes us pretty fucked up in the eyes of people in other countries. Let me ask you about this. One of the issues that's surfacing here in the United States politically has been the issue of same-sex marriage. How do you guys feel about gays, lesbians, and them having the right to have a legal marriage in the law?
They had a pride festival out here in Long Beach about two weekends ago. We went. We're all for it. You know, it's like, why, if two people feel, you know, like they want to be together, why, they're human beings. They're not like, they're human. They're not like some animal or something, and shouldn't have equal rights. You know, what is that all about?
You guys know any gays? Do you engage in any kind of, maybe, you know, lesbianish activities at all? Have you ever done that?
They're all flexible. You're so dumb.
So you're like, okay, so who's flexible? Is Beautifly flexible?
Not yet, baby. I'm going to the gym.
How about, have you guys been in movies lately?
We saw X-Men, The Last Stand.
What'd you think about that?
I thought it was hot. Wolverine is so fine. Oh.
Did you guys see the first two?
I did.
So which one did you think was the best movie out of the three? Do you realize that the first two were directed by Bryan Singer, who didn't direct the third one?
Didn't the directing seem different to you for the first
two? You know what? I didn't like the fact that, because I didn't read the comic book, but I watched the cartoon, like, avidly. I love that cartoon. And this last one, it kind of followed, but it didn't, and it just didn't feel right. You know, it's like, I was waiting for, you know, Jean to burst out into Phoenix, you know, and she never did. I wanted to see her burst into flames. Like, what the hell? Isn't that what a Phoenix does?
Everybody started dying.
Like, whenever she had her rage, she bursted into flames. She actually turned into a Phoenix, and I'm like, well, hello?
I think we were waiting for that because in the second movie, they had a shot at the end of supposedly the Phoenix underwater in that lake. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it, but okay.
Yeah, at the end, as they're closing the credits, they're doing a sort of a rolling shot over the water, then they're moving up a little bit, and then under the water, as the camera's moving, you're seeing that shape under it, moving at the same time. We're all assuming that's the Phoenix. So I was expecting to see the Phoenix burst into flames in the movie, and that didn't happen. I didn't think there was good character development. I almost feel cheated as a, you know, X-Men comic book reader and a fan of the first two movies. I feel cheated.
I don't know. I liked the character development. You know, it's like you knew that there's going to be a sequel, just like to this one. You know there's another one coming out.
Right.
There's a whole still hasn't been done.
Right.
You know, but I wonder if because, like, the cartoon, it never came, you never got the conclusion. It was like they cut it off before you got that final episode, and I wonder if they're going to conclude it in the movie.
Where is Osama bin Laden? I mean, are we still looking for him or what? Should we still be looking for him?
No. I don't think we are. No one knows where he is.
Do you think they're using him to sort of spread out the the money being spent into this war on terror? Do you think he's like an excuse?
Character created. No, I don't think he's a. Well, maybe he is, but he's. It's a conspiracy. They're in cahoots together, and they're never going to find him.
So do you think? Do you think they're actually working together? It's not too far fetched.
I think they are. They are.
Let me ask you about Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's the governor doing? Is California happy with him?
He's done. He's so out of here, quit playing. He is gone.
It was like, what the fuck?
Okay, people, stupid. People are so stupid. This is what I hate about people. We are so stupid. Let's vote him in because he was in movies. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? How stupid is that?
Did you guys know? Were you guys aware that Ken Lay of Enron and Karl Rove, who is really the architect behind our current administration, were you aware that those two people actually met with Arnold to come up with a plan to A, recall Gray Davis, and B, get Arnold in there to cover up the energy crisis? Were you guys aware of that?
About that. I'll see you then.
I'll see you
then. Yeah, I heard about that.
They put Arnold in there to clean up their mess. And, you know, the first thing he did was, you know, how he gave everybody a little refund on the energy because there had been this major blackout and there was major losses, and that's how Enron got caught. So Arnold is a big part of that. So you don't think this guy's going to get reelected at this point? How did people feel about Arnold?
He's not going to get reelected.
No, he's not. He's not even one of the candidates for reelection. He's out of here.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. Are you guys Republicans or Democrats?
Your mama.
He's black,
so we all know he's a Democrat.
That's not true. I would be more Green Party than Democrat.
What?
I mean, the Republicans are... I mean, the common thing about the Republicans is that they're all about money and that the Democrats are all about people. Where would you place yourself if you had to place yourself in one of those two buckets?
Yeah, Democrats are proletarian, and Republicans are bourgeois. That's why I'm Republican, because I want to be bougie. Don't play. Yeah. So I'm going to act the part so I get bourgeois. When I took the test on MySpace, I'm 75% conservative, 25% liberal.
Should marijuana be legalized, though, seriously, in California? I mean, is it that bad of a drug that it causes these horrible murders? Should it be legal so we could spend that $23 billion on something else? Other than the war on marijuana?
It's an herb, and it's grown like that. And so there's no way to control it, and there's no way to tax it, because you can grow it in your house. You'd be able to grow it in your yard, and how the fuck would they... What are you gonna... They're going to come by and send people to tax your yard? You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's not legal, because they can't make money off of it.
What do you guys smoke? Do you smoke the regular weed, or do you smoke like Hydro? Do you smoke that at all?
No, Purple Haze, Kush, baby.
Wow, that Purple Haze is strong, isn't it?
You know, Strawberry Cough, Buddha.
Wow, you guys have the best weed over there, right here.
Have you had Wowie Rowie?
Yeah.
Wowie, woo!
I had that.
Black powder, AK-47.
Speed Max.
This one called Pink Skittles. Or was it Purple Skittles?
No, it was two of them. One was pink and one was purple. Yeah. They have big, yeah. They, she
got your three acid, got your major, got your chronic, got your hash, got your cushion, then you got all the way up there.
Wow. Wow. So... Are any of you girls in a relationship right now?
Unify isn't.
Both of you single?
Passion is not single. She said no.
Okay, Beautifly is single. Now, Beautifly, you saw your ex-boyfriend, you said? I think I heard on your podcast.
Funny, you are so unfunny. I love you because I just posted that this morning.
I was right on it.
You are on it. I ran into some guy, and he was like the exact replica as far as personality goes of someone that I'm trying to leave the state, you know, to get away from.
Oh, Pastor, tell me about your boyfriend.
I want to know.
Is he good to you? Is he good? Does he have a large member? Does he make you come 1, 2, 3 times often? Does he? Is it good or is it all right?
See, it's hard for her to be like really, really open with that because he's here.
Oh, but he either has a big one or he doesn't. How big is it, Passion? Was it 7, 8, 9, 10 inches?
It's not 10 inches. It's not 9.
Oh, it's not 9. Okay. So it's below that. But still good. Is he black?
No, I don't date black people.
You don't date, but what do you date?
I date white people.
So you like them better, or is there something better about them, or no?
I like white guys.
I like white guys.
They're more... You know, they kind of, you know...
They listen to me
more. They do whatever I say.
You like guys who listen to you, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys into S&M at all? Anything crazy like that?
Sometimes. If you can find the right person that'll go there with you, then yeah. Why not?
So, do you guys actually... Let me ask you this. I mean, I don't know, Beautifly, maybe you do this. Do you run into people? Are you sort of casually dating and casually having sex, or are you kind of reserving that for a relationship?
I'm not doing that. It's not that I'm saving it for a relationship or anything. I just haven't found anybody that I want to do anything with. You know, like, I just don't see the point of having boring sex. So why do it?
Did you? Are you girls? Any of you girls ever had anal sex?
Yeah.
So does it hurt? I mean, do you have to loosen it up with something? Do you have to loosen yourself up? Maybe drink a little bit, get high a little bit to just, or do you go right into it?
You gotta play with your clit.
Oh, you gotta warm that up, and then that kind of loosens up the back area.
You have to do that all at the same time. You have to do everything. It's called the ultimate O. Yeah, you just stimulate everything all at the same time, and then you're relaxed.
Do you want to hear something nasty? That's how I prefer it.
The ultimate O? I prefer the ultimate O, too. It's like, why do it any other way? I mean, you know, but whatever.
Hey, it's all good. I mean, you got to have fun. You got to enjoy yourself. That's the bottom line. Let me ask you this. Okay, I know I kind of got into it earlier. Any girl-on-girl action ever happened for any of you?
Not over here.
Yeah, not together.
Exactly. No,
right, right. No. Understood. Either one of you, I guess.
Oh, but not her.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to hear about that. We're going to have to do another interview on that.
No, where am I going to go into detail?
No, listen. Hey, listen. It's all about entertainment. You guys are great entertainers, and you know it. Is there, in America, is there a spirit? What do you think the overall spirit is in America? Is it to be pro-gay or anti-gay? There's a lot of gay shows on TV. And what do you think the overall feel is for everybody? I mean, you obviously have your own perspective in California. We have our own perspective here. What do you think the overall feel is on that?
I think a small percentage of closed-minded people who have one of themselves in a position of power, and that's all you hear. And so that's what resonates within everybody. But I think the majority of the feel is, so they're gay, so they like each other. Who cares?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, I think that's, you know, a lot of people are starting to say that. You know, hey, listen, I don't care. Why don't you bring my kid back from Iraq first?
Exactly. It's like, who cares? That's something that's so trivial when there are more important things to worry about. It's like, who cares what people do behind closed doors, or even if they do it in public? Straight people do it in public. So whatever, who cares? Why say two people of the same sex can do something, you know, in public when you can say two straight people can do it, two people of opposite? It's not right.
Right, right. It's a little bit hypocritical, you think?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, let it go. It's just like they're not harming anybody. More people that are murderers and rapists, they're straight. So leave the gay people alone. No one cares what they're doing. We don't care. They're not trying to take over the world. We don't care.
But how do you explain to kids, though? How do you explain to kids it's okay for Bruce to bang Johnny up the ass? How do you explain that?
Well, you know what? My mother is a lesbian, so
I've said that before. It's not even that big of a deal. I was 12 when I found out that she was, and something that it was like, okay, well, whatever.
So, I mean, yeah, of course, it's still your mother, but you didn't really feel any particular way about it. Was she married before?
Yes, to my father.
She was. And then, so after that, you know, she then started, you know, coming out in her own lifestyle after that, or was it during it?
In life. And so I can understand her reasoning, you know, if that's the reasoning she should choose to have. And she understands for her, it's a lifestyle change, you know. And okay, whatever, you know, but it's not a big deal to me. She was just like, oh, okay, this is my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. My life is also complicated. You know, I feel like at times I've raised myself, and so I don't know. It's like I formed my own opinions about anything and everything. I didn't have a general guide to say, oh, you know, I didn't have a strong parental figure there saying, oh, well, you should do this, or this is what's right. It's the only thing I can recall my mother ever saying to me is, I couldn't go to school in L.A. because there were too many black people, and she wanted me to be more cultured. And for that, I thank her, you know.
Where did you come up with the door whores?
We were in choir one day, and we were singing The Long and Winding Road by the Beatles. And in the song, there's a part where the altos move on the word door. And so the director was telling them not to put an H in the middle of the word, because then it sounds like door, whore. And so we were like, oh yeah, yes, yes, they are whores, they're whores. And then we go, wait a minute, whores. Yeah, we could be the door whores. And so then there.
Wow, what a novel approach. Ladies, thanks for being on the show. I really look forward to having you over again to discuss some other topics. I want to thank you for being on the Danger Zone. Please, everybody, come up and leave some comments on the show. And also check out thedoorwhores.podomatic.com with Passion and Beautifly. That sounds like a drink.
Yeah, I
want to
drink with the word
flying
in, though.
I'm loving it. Ladies, thank you very much. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. This has been The Danger Zone. Thank you for listening. These ladies are available at thedoorwhores.podomatic.com. Check them out. They got a great podcast. They get high and they talk about all kinds of shit. They podcast quite often, so make sure you join their mailing list and leave me some comments as to what you think about this show. I'm going to have some other interviews coming up. We're going to be talking to Mike Holla at MikeHolla.podomatic.com of the Mike Holla Show. We're also going to be talking to Shonda from HerVoice1.podomatic.com. We're also going to be talking to Jared Ewe, who is the editor-in-chief of BrainRevival.podomatic.com, or you can go to ShamelesslyPimpingMyself.com. See you on the next show. This is Dr. Mo. You are exiting the Danger Zone.